Dr. Harvey, Janine in California, says that her 10-year-old Arabian gets an itchy tail and rubs the hair off of it every spring and summer. What can she do to help prevent this?
Yeah, it's a great question and a common one that I tend to see in the barns that I go see, or horse that comes in just for anything in general. An owner would say, "Hey, I'm noticing that there's some hair loss." For me, it's important to note where the hair loss is, because that makes me think of different things. Usually, with this presentation, when I imagine it or picture it in my head, itchy tail and rubs the hair off. It's usually at the base of the tail, so or rather at the top of the tail. Head. And so that's where you see either skin starting to show through. Sometimes they have secondary sort of a dermatitis underneath, and or you can see short broken hairs where you can still see it's full, but getting to that point where it could get more severe. And for me, the key is that it's seasonal connection, spring and summer. And with that, I think, okay, so that's when we have our insects being most active. And sort of echoing what Dr. White said, that can fall, if it is insect hypersensitivity, under, okay, is it kuakuis, biting midges, is it flies? And I have seen otter cases where it's contact, where either the horse, depending on if they're trailered or their stall situation, they also lean back and rub their tail, and that can also result in breakage. So that's a different etiology, but let's just say it's a traditional spring summer insect hypersensitivity. Some of the ways to prevent it is very similar, where you want to have, if the horse is stalled, have great fan coverage, because again, it just reduces how much the flies or gnats, midges are able to just land on the horse and cause irritation enough where they're going to rub. Of course, you can utilize fly sheets, like full body ones. I have found that horses that are itchy will sometimes still itch themselves through the fly sheet and cause sores. So that's a little bit tricky for some of these animals because it does protect them. But again, it's coming in contact with irritated skin, so it's going to bother them in a different way. Truly, I say that if they can turn horses out overnight, that also reduces how much exposure they get to insects. And I know that's not always an option, but I say, like when I lived in Texas and other places like that, a lot of horses would go in night turnout simply because it was way too hot for them to go out in the middle of the day where it's 100 plus outside. And again, similar management things, sort of keeping the tail head clean, using your medicated shampoo with or without steroids. And they make a slew of topical fly repellents. Spot is used, where you aren't going to put it on the affected tail itself, but sort of on the flank of the horse, and they can get turned out in that. And then I think they used to make it in a bright color, so when it would wear off, you would notice, like bright pink, so you know where you put it. I know Equishield makes good products that I use, where they have the insect bite hypersensitivity line of products, and I've had good success with those. Some are topical salves, some are sprays, and you apply that once or twice daily. For me, I would say for most people, avoid bathing the horse too much, because in you can make them a little bit drier that way and cause more of a problem. But enough, it's a balancing act, like with everything. And then you can have topical ointments that people use, cowboy magic, things like that, that I've had some owners said, like baby oil works for them. So some owners find their own tips and tricks. But what I say in terms of prevention rather than treatment is, again, just as we're going to say probably several times during this discussion, is taking away the exposure part of it.